left in distress. My grief and my trouble is great, you may guess. For he that pretended my true love to be is gone and has proved false-hearted to me. He took rings and money, ne'er bid me goodbye. Was ever poor maiden so served as I? His love in abundance at first he revealed. Long time I was courted before I would yield. But when he had got me at last in the mind, I found him deceitful and proved most unkind. As here by this ditty I now will make known, which causeth me here to make pitiful moan. He told me he'd marry and make me his bride, if he had but money and clothing beside. Now I, being willing a husband to have, full 20 good shillings unto him I gave, then borrowed a ring, and whate'er he did lack, with everything they thus shirt to his back. Said he, I'll be loyal as long as I live. Then many sweet kisses to me he did give. Then nothing then seemed my peace to annoy, I being transported with raptures of joy, that all kind of sorrow did clearly expel. The thoughts of a husband did please me so well. We both had concluded next morning to be the time of our marriage in love to agree. Both young men and maids we invited also, who freely attending did make a fine show. My bridegroom, the joiner, he likewise was gent in that fine apparel which to him was sent. And thus to be married unto him I went, but little mistrusting his evil intent. For when we came almost unto the church door, he made an excuse bidding us go before. And there I stayed waiting for him in the church. At length I perceived I was left in the lurch. From 6 in the morning, it being so soon, I waited his coming till it was high noon. My heart and my spirits was clearly cast down, to see how Dame Fortune upon me did frown. I waited and waited, yet all was in vain. He never returned to his true love again. The clothes that I borrowed, I brought them to him, in which he was decked most gallant and trim. Both hat, coat, and breeches, nay, shirt, I declare, for he of himself having nothing to wear. With rings, clothes, and money away he is run, and left me, alas, a poor maiden undone. My hope of e'er finding him now is but small. Both clothes and the ring I must pay for them all. Besides, I am laughed at wherever I go. This fills my poor senses with sorrow and woe. I needs must confess I was something too free. Let all